Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, April 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The April sell-off continues on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 46 points to close at 37,753. The S&P 500 declined for a fourth straight session, down 29 points, and the Nasdaq ended the day 182 points lower. Stock markets began the day in positive territory, but turned negative after investors largely abandoned their expectations of imminent interest rate cuts. Among the day's losses were chip stocks. NVIDIA finished 3.8% lower, and the broader PHLX Semiconductor Index was down 3.25% today and is 6.3% lower so far this month. Travelers shares fell 7.4% after the property and casualty insurer reported quarterly earnings that disappointed investors. But United Airlines was a bright spot in the market. Shares rose 17% after the carrier reported a jump in first quarter revenue boosted by strong demand for flights. United also said it plans to lease nearly 36 Airbus planes in the coming years as it deals with a shortfall of new deliveries from Boeing. And shares of Eli Lilly finished the day up 0.6%. A new study shows the company's drug Zepbound significantly reduced the severity of sleep apnea in patients while also helping them lose weight. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.